This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do, again, on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to the Retirement Playbook, along with the father and son team of Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. I want to thank you guys, as always, for checking us out today. Our phone number, 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. The Hughes Retirement Group has offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Birmingham. Regardless of what office you want to check out, the number is the same, 423-664-4203. We've got a lot that we're going to cover on today's show, but before we jump into any of it, I want to check in with Rick and Granger. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Chris. We finished our first night of classes this past week at Cleveland State and got a busy week coming up here in Cleveland again this upcoming week and Chattanooga. So we're looking forward to it.
Granger, I don't want to leave you out in the cold there, but I want to go ahead and mention this right now. If you did attend the Cleveland State class last week, the New Reality in Retirement, there is a follow-up session because it is a two-night session coming up on Tuesday. But also, Miller Mott College in Chattanooga, the whole session is this week on the 24th and the 27th, Monday and Thursday, again, at Miller Mott College in Chattanooga. There is no registration fee for that, but again, this starts on Monday. So if you want to go ahead and register, you better do so quickly. 423-641-0999 is the number. Or if you've already registered, just want to remind you that does start on Monday. Again, at Miller Mott College in Chattanooga. Granger, how you doing?
Doing well, Chris. Looking forward to an exciting week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was thinking in the past week and leading up to it, you know, with Hurricane Florence going out there. First of all, I hope everybody out there listening, I hope all your friends and loved ones are safe from Hurricane Florence. But it was interesting to me seeing how the path of Florence changed over the course of a week. From day to day, it seemed like it was going to make landfall in South Carolina. It was going to make landfall in North Carolina. I had friends down in Savannah who were worried for a little bit. And it drove home the point to me that regardless of what was going to happen, they knew that something was probably going to happen, but they had a plan. You know, there were evacuations that happened in South Carolina. Some of my friends in Savannah even moved further. They went to Atlanta just to be on the safe side. But they had that plan just in case. And it's kind of one of those things. I don't want to equate a hurricane to retirement, but it is, they had a plan and they executed that plan just to make sure that they were as safe as possible. And it's kind of one of those things where in retirement, it's almost imperative to have a plan in retirement to make sure that your retirement is as safe as possible. And that's kind of one of the things that you guys talk about in your retirement classes, a new reality in retirement. Again, if you attended the class at Cleveland State Community College last week, the follow-up session is this week. And then Miller Mott begins on Monday and Thursday this week. And again, you can get more information on that session by calling 423-641-0999. One of the things you guys talk about in these classes, along with long-term care and Medicare, but Social Security is a big factor in retirement. And the Motley Fool says you shouldn't claim Social Security until, well, you understand how it works. If that's the case, I don't think a lot of us would ever be able to claim. But how do we figure out whatever it is that we need to know?
Well, first of all, Chris, I mean, a lot of people just assume I'll take Social Security at 62 because that's when you're first eligible unless you're on Medicare disability. Because some people's mindset is, you know, hey, I've paid into this. I want to make sure I get my money. But realize if you do that, you're only getting 75% of your full benefit. So you need to look and see what is your full retirement age, which it's basically 66 for people that are born 54 or before. Obviously, it increases a couple of months for each year thereafter. So there's all different types of strategies when you can take it, what's going to be the best situation for you. So it's very important to sit down with someone. And like Granger and I, we will sit down and see what's going to be the best strategy for them, depending on their situation. Some people, again, look at it also as I'm going to go and get mine. And then as we talk about in our classes, they could be hit with taxes. So that could affect them in a negative way.
And also some things to look at beyond just the scope of, am I going to take it at 62 or 66 or 70? Also realizing that Social Security is going to measure your 35 highest earning years. So if you've only worked 25, then they're still going to take your 35 highest, but they'll put zeros in place of those 10 that you did not work. So that's important for people to realize. You know, I think we were talking with somebody the other day, Dad, and the spouse had a pretty good job. but it only worked about 20-some-odd years. So we were having to explain, well, they're going to fill those other years in with zero, so be prepared for that. And then taking into consideration, obviously, whether you're married or single or divorced, and then how long were you divorced. If you were married to that spouse for 10 years, you can potentially claim part of their benefit there. So being able to just be aware of the Social Security that you can draw and who you can draw it from can help maximize your Social Security in retirement.
And Granger, you know, after full retirement age, Uncle Sam will give you an extra 8% a year up to the age of 70, so you potentially could get another 32% benefit. I would say this, before you make a final decision on when is the best time for you to take your Social Security, sit down with someone like myself and Granger, and we can figure out again what's going to be the best strategy for you that you can get the most monies throughout your lifetime.
And it's not something where we can just say on the air, this is the best time for you to claim Social Security, because there's over 500 different ways to claim Social Security, which means that there's more than 500 different options, and there's not one option that's right for everybody because there's no cookie-cutter strategy in retirement. Social Security is another big part of that. And that's why, like Rick said, it is important to sit down with a professional and discuss this and figure out the best plan for you. 423-664-4203. That's the number to talk to the Hughes Retirement Group, 423-664-4203. Go and get that customized retirement playbook set up for you, talking about creating your own pension and getting the most out of Social Security and minimizing taxes in retirement, things like that. Again, you can get that started by calling the Hughes Retirement Group, 423-664-4203. Now, Rick, you talked about taxes in retirement a second ago here. People out there might be surprised to learn that taxes are actually one of the biggest expenses in retirement. In his book, The Power of Zero, David McKnight outlines the importance of having a good tax strategy. And this week in Market Watch, he listed three of the biggest tax mistakes that people need to avoid. If you guys don't mind, let's go through those.
I think the first one, Chris, here, you know, assuming you'll be in a lower tax bracket is one that we see a lot. And you know, we focus on this and when we teach our courses and we try to explain to people, you know, where we've been historically on tax rates. And when we say that, you know, essentially right now taxes, we're getting them on a discount. And I think sometimes it's tough for people to realize that, just like it's tough, I think, sometimes when we go through a long bull run, for people to remember, hey, wait, the market can go the other way as well. It's the same thing with taxes. I mean, just like when we look back to the 40s and what tax rates are, and we look at what they are now and where could they be. And when you've got politicians out there proposing $40 trillion worth of additional spending when we already have trillions and trillions of dollars of liabilities and unfunded liabilities that they're not even telling us about, I think it's important to realize that if you haven't positioned yourself in the right situation, you may find yourself in a higher tax bracket, potentially even than you were in your working years. Because here's the thing. You may be in the lowest tax bracket in retirement. The advisor that you have may have told you you probably will be in the lowest tax bracket when you retire. But what will that tax bracket be when you retire? If the lowest tax bracket is 25%, you're in a 25% tax bracket.
And Granger, here's the other thing. You know, we talk about different buckets of money, like tax deferral, like if you have a traditional IRA or a 401k. That can cause taxation on Social Security. You know, we just talked about Social Security in our first segment right there. And again, that's another area that it can affect you in a negative way. So it's about having the ideal amount of money in each one of those buckets. And David McKnight does a good job in this book, The Power of Zero. And what we want to offer right now, Chris, is if someone has an interest in getting a copy of that book, give us a call, and we'll be more than glad to put a copy in your hands. If you're in the Cleveland office, come by. We'll give it to you. If you're outside the Cleveland area, call us, and again, we'll mail a copy to you. It's a great book to help you hopefully become tax efficient, especially at the age of 70 and a half.
Yeah, it focuses on those buckets of money, Dad, that we talk about on this show, taxable, tax-deferred, tax-free. And I know the last thing that he says here is maxing out your Roths or your Roth 401ks. A lot of people forget about Roths. They don't want to have them because they're not taking a deduction. They're not getting credited this year on their taxes. So it doesn't reduce their taxable income. They're paying taxes today so they don't have to pay them later. So it's all about putting your money in the right buckets, because I think a lot of people don't realize you can own the same stock in a taxable bucket, a tax-deferred bucket, and a tax-free bucket, which would be a Roth IRA. You can own the same stock in all three. The only thing that's different is how it's going to be taxed.
So if you would like to learn more about how to minimize the amount of taxes you have to pay in retirement or possibly eliminate any tax obligation that you have in retirement, David McKnight's book, The Power of Zero, is worth the read. It's a pretty interesting read. It's a fascinating read. And I'm not just saying that because my reading these days consists largely of reading children's books to my son, but it is a very informative, eye-opening read and has caused me to kind of change the way I think about some things as well. The Power of Zero, a complimentary copy, can be yours. Just call 423-664-4203. If you're in the Cleveland area, you can just swing by the office after you call, and they'll be happy to give you a copy. Otherwise, they'll be happy to mail it out to you. But you do have to call 423-664-4203. And then once you read the book and you want to discuss matters further and put some of those things into play for you, the Hughes Retirement Group is there for you. Again, 423-664-4203 with offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Birmingham, Knoxville. The number's the same, 423-664-4203. Now, the conventional wisdom is that after we retire, you're going to need about 80% of your current income. But a new study out of Duke University says it's more like 130%. That is a pretty big swing there. How do you guys help clients figure out, first of all, how much they'll need, and secondly, how to make sure that they will receive that?
I think, Chris, it's important when you're sitting down with your client, we're looking at several things. We're looking at those three buckets of money that we talk about all the time, and then we try to find out what is going to be your expenses in retirement. It's very important to know that. And are you going to be spending more money possibly on your grandchildren? Are you going to be traveling more? You need to calculate all that in. And then there needs to be a line item for emergencies. And that's why it's important to have an emergency fund. So if someone, and I think someone should always adhere to a budget, if they would stay within their budget, then possibly they would not be spending 130%. But this article, you know, will go into detail stating when you retire, you have more time on your hands, so you potentially could spend more.
Well, you just said it there, Dad. I mean, budgeting, income versus expenses. And I think, you know, a lot of times, and I've said this several times on the show, a lot of times you go to retire and you have that bucket of money there or several buckets of money sitting there and you think, wow, I've got a couple million dollars. I've got a lot of money. And it can go pretty quick. You want to do something to the house or you want to buy that new car that you've always wanted. And we've experienced this firsthand. You know, one of our good friends, a financial advisor down in Alabama, he has a client who wanted to put their money away, and they continually every year go in and take large lump sums out to take the family on vacations each year. So they're depleting their accounts each year because they think, oh, I've got all this money. I can just spend it when I want and I want to enjoy it. And it's true, but you have to balance that. So, you know, this article, whether it'll be 130%, I don't know, but it does kind of paint the picture that kind of lets you realize, hey, wait a second. I'm not working all day every day. I'm at home every day. Now I can go and I can buy stuff. I can spend money at the time that I would be working instead of my company paying for my coffee. Now I'm having to pay for my coffee or my laptop or my phone. Maybe they've subsidized a gym membership. So all those expenses now you're paying for and you have no new income that's coming in. So I think you really have to start budgeting, like you said, Dad, and managing that and realizing that we have to make this last. And people laugh at that life expectancy thing, like we've said before, Chris. But the realization is if you live to be 95 or 100 years old, and you've blown through your money by the time you're 75 or 80, then you're drastically going to change the way that you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but then we tack on that term that we love to talk about, long-term care. And if we've already blown through our money and we're living off Social Security and we're putting it in the state's hands now to take care of us through Medicaid, then we're not getting to choose the facilities and the care that we want to get in retirement.
There's a lot of different factors in there, and you guys just hit it on the head there. I had a friend of mine who last week posted the question on social media. I don't know what she does for a living, but she's presented with the option right now of being able to basically take the rest of the year off from work and just receive her base salary, or continue working this year, and then if they meet certain goals and certain quotas, she's going to receive a 30% increase in her income. And she posed that question out to her friends. What would you want to do? What would you want to do? And everyone was like, oh, take the time off, take the time off. Me, I don't know if it's just because I'm doing this now and I'm just more sensible about it, but I was like, if I have the next 3 months off, the most money I spend is on Saturday and Sunday. That's when I've got the most free time, and that's when I run to Home Depot, and that's when I go out to eat with my family. I spend the most time on Saturday and Sunday. If I had 3 months of Saturdays and Sundays, I don't care if I'm still making the same amount of money. It's probably because of poor planning on my part. I would run out of money quickly. In retirement.
Is she a politician, Chris?
She is not a politician. She's it's some sort of social media. It's one of those newfangled. I don't fully understand it, but she's making money off of it, and I'm not mad at her about it. But again, I posed that to her. I said, look, for me, I'm going to be the voice of reason here, I guess. If I have nothing but Saturdays in front of me, I need to either have a plan, which I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I'm fully responsible for that right now for 3 months, let alone the 20, 30 years. And that's why it's important for you guys out there. When every day is Saturday, you could go through that money pretty quickly. And then, Rick, you talked about the, you know, budgeting and, you know, my mortgage is going to be this much and my bills are going to be this much and car payment's going to be this much. Well, I also had this realization earlier this year that I think I had 4 months in a row where I had my water heater went out. I had to replace my air conditioner. There was something else that went on in the kitchen. I don't even remember anymore. But, you know, these are all once in a blue moon expenses, but they happened 3 or 4 months in a row. And so maybe while the situation may be different, those once in a blue moon situations happen not that once in a blue moon. They happen pretty regularly. So it is important to kind of factor that into your budget as well, those unforeseen circumstances that are beyond just your monthly bills your standard bills and things that you already have line item, but those unforeseen things. And again, that's part of having that retirement strategy, that retirement plan set in place. And the Hughes Retirement Group can help you out with that. 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Don't forget, if you call, make sure you ask about receiving a complimentary copy of David McKnight's book, The Power of Zero. 423-664-4203. Hopefully this won't trigger you, Granger, or Rick, because we've had this before. Nearly 60% of the millennials surveyed by E-Trade admit they've already taken withdrawals from their retirement account. Since many of us have millennial children or grandchildren, do you have any words of wisdom that we could pass along to them?
Well, Chris, as you know, at our firm, we don't really deal with millennials. Our age is about 55 and older. Mm-hmm. We deal with that distribution retirement age. But being a millennial myself and knowing millennials, I have experienced this firsthand. And I've seen people my age who have gone into their 401ks or their IRAs and they've dipped in to buy a house or to buy a car or to pay for expenses or to try to pay off some school loans. So I think sometimes, just like I've said earlier, you look and you see that bucket of money sitting over there and you think, oh man, gosh, 30, 40 years from now, I mean, I'm a long way away from retirement. I need that money today. So I'm going to go ahead and cash my 401k out, or I'm going to dip into an IRA that maybe my parents have set up for me. And I've seen that happen. And then you wake up and you have no retirement account. And the problem is, I think sometimes that I've seen is not only do they do that, but then they'll end up getting that money and then they've cashed it out. You know what? I hate to put this down on debt. I'd like to go. They still have the debt, and then they've incurred more debt, and now they have no retirement account there. So I think it becomes a vicious cycle if you're not truly looking at that as a retirement account. I think a lot of millennials do run into that, and they are faced with school loans and things of that nature that maybe their parents or grandparents didn't have to deal with or in such large amounts. But, you know, I think you still have to really earmark those funds for retirement and kind of set it and forget it and not think about it even being an option to touch.
And Granger, there's another thing called compound interest. If you're taking money out of that, let's say you're taking $10,000 or $20,000 out to maybe put it down on a house or whatever the case may be, that money is no longer working for you. Just like you said, are they going to put that money back? Well, even if they put the money back, that period of time that money was not in there was not working for you. So it's very important if you're going to have a 401k to leave it alone. You know, I had someone ask me the other day, you know, I think they owed $15,000 on their home. Should I take that out of my retirement account and pay my home off? I said, what kind of interest are you paying on your home? And they said 3.5% and it's fixed. I said, well, imagine if you leave that money in your 401k, and let's just assume you were getting an 8% return, which one do you think's wiser? And they said, well, obviously leaving it in there. And I said, you're borrowing from your retirement. And at some point in time, if you're living, you are going to retire. And you don't want to look back and say, you know, I took money from my future as far as helping me, you know, live. If I'm going to live to age 95, that money's going to last me for a lifetime.
And, you know, there's always circumstances, Dad, where we may suggest the opposite, depending on what their financial situation is. It comes back to each individual person's situation. But, you know, you just mentioned there that opportunity cost. When you're taking that money out, even if you are putting it back, you're losing that opportunity cost for that compound interest. And people, I don't really think, understand how powerful compound interest is. And it can work for you or against you. But I think, you know, that's what we try to even convey to our clients who are entering that distribution phase, to get them to realize that at age 70 and a half, they're going to have to take distributions. Mm-hmm. So when they get to where they're taking distributions and then we have market losses and things of that nature, then we just want to paint that picture, that kind of gloomy picture that of reality in a lot of cases, so that they're prepared for that same situation. But as a millennial out there, if you're in your 20s, 30s, make sure that if you've got a retirement account, do your best to not even think about that being an option to take money from it. Because like you said, Dad, that compound interest is pretty powerful when you stretch it over a period of 30 to 40 years.
And Granger, you mentioned playing out those worst case scenarios and being doom and gloom. The Hughes Retirement Group isn't doing that just to be pessimist, but it's kind of like what we talked about at the beginning of the show with Hurricane Florence. If you are prepared to withstand the worst case scenario, then if it's better than that, which hopefully it's significantly better for you in retirement in those situations, then you know that you will more than likely be okay. If in the worst case scenario, you're going to be okay in better situations, in less dire straits, you are going to be okay as well. And that's why it's important to have that retirement plan. 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. As far as touching your retirement accounts when you're younger, before you hit retirement, I am guilty not of touching my retirement account, but in my 20s and even all the way up to my late 20s, of betting against my future self and going, oh, you know what? That's a situation that will resolve itself down the road. And it wasn't just finances either. It was talking about, you know, grades at the beginning of the school year where I go, oh, you know what? I got a C on that one, but I'll make it up as time goes on. You know, when you can't afford to bet against your future self is when you are retired, because the window you have to make that up and to correct it is very, very small, and it may not even be possible in some situations. So again, just having that sound retirement plan in place, that complimentary retirement playbook that the Hughes Retirement Group will offer for you, which is, by the way, a living, breathing retirement plan. It's not something that is set in stone. Once you set it, it's not something that can be reevaluated. It can change as time goes on. If your plans change, if your situation changes, it can change with you. Again, you can get that set up in place. 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. And again, this is short notice, but if you have the time, Rick and Granger would love to have you at their upcoming retirement class, The New Reality in Retirement at the Miller Mott College in Chattanooga. It starts on Monday. There's a Monday and Thursday session. Again, The New Reality in Retirement, it's a two-night session. It's a very short notice, but there is no registration fee for that. You can go and register by calling 423-641-0999 for The New Reality in Retirement this Monday and Thursday at Miller Mott College in Chattanooga. But Rick, let's talk about when people come in and they speak with you and they go, you know what, I want to go ahead, I want to receive that complimentary copy of The Power of Zero, so you go and take care of that. But when they want to build that retirement strategy with you guys, what is that process like? What is the first meeting like with you guys?
Well, the first meeting is basically finding out what their goals and objectives are. We've got to know, you know, looking ahead in retirement, what's your plans? Some people, their plans are they want to travel the world. Well, that's going to cost money.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing is finding out what the goals and objectives are, finding out how much monies they have, whether it's in taxable, tax-deferred, tax-free, because we've got to worry about taxes. I know Granger and I spend a lot of time talking about taxes because, again, I think a lot of people out there, Chris, don't really calculate what their taxes are going to be, and they could have a huge tax bill. So it's important. And that book you talked about, The Power of Zero, is a book that, as you indicated, is a simple read. We're trying to help people at 70 and a half, the RMD age, to basically become tax efficient or possibly even pay zero taxes during that time. So there's a lot of things that are involved, but primarily that first meeting is finding out how much monies they have, what's their expenses going to be, and what's their goals and objectives going to be.
And that's pretty imperative, because you're not going to have a plan set up for them right away because you don't know what they're coming in with, what they want. I've said this before, you guys aren't fortune tellers. You're not going to know right away, oh, these guys are coming in on this day. Obviously, you guys are going to have a little communication before they sit down for that initial meeting. You're going to do a little bit of research. So you're going to have kind of a cursory glance, but it's really getting down to the brass tacks and figuring out exactly what they have and what they want to achieve. And then only then is when you guys actually formulate the retirement plan. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, we'll develop a game plan, a strategy. And again, it's not a cookie cutter. It's looking at each individual uniquely and being able to come up with a plan. So the second time we meet, we will have a plan in place that we think would be good for the client. Then we'll go from there.
And again, as fiduciaries, you guys are going to be acting in the client's best interest. You're going to be putting them in strategies that will work best for the client, not necessarily something that has a high commission for you guys and is going to take care of you guys. You are working in the client's best interest there. So for you listening out there, if you want to go ahead and receive a copy of David McKnight's book, The Power of Zero, go ahead and call 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. And then while you're at it, go ahead and set up a time to speak with the Hughes Retirement Group and get that retirement plan in place. 423-664-4203. This has been the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. As always, I want to thank you guys out there for taking time out of your schedule to join us. And before we go, Rick, I want to give you the final word.
As I always say, remember, if you do not have a plan for your money, the government does.
You've been listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
Drake and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927054 and 998505. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Dixon Insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.